May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to another episode on the Silsila Spiritual Cures. And as you know, we try to do some research into the findings, the material, the books, the booklets of Amir Ahl-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, Mashaikh Ikram, Ulama Ikram, and present it for your benefit, for our benefit, no matter what difficulty that we are facing. And today as well, we have some very important Madani pearls, Madani gems, and points of advices for you and I. And so I hope that you're going to stay tuned. Don't forget to take out your diaries, your notebooks, and write down the important Madani pearls of advices. Then you can always refer to them at a later stage. Keep in mind that ink is the best memory. And as Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, that capture knowledge by writing it down. The beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. This is one of those things that you will always hear this repeatedly in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. Make good intentions, make good intentions, make good intentions. Why? Because many of us, we miss out on a lot of thawab, a lot of rewards because of not making good intentions or not making more good intentions. Like for now, whenever you watch Madani channel, any silsila, any program, you listen to any bayan, then make some good intentions. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I'm watching for your pleasure and happiness. This is number one. I'm watching for the pleasure of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm watching to seek knowledge of deen. And whatever I learn, I will try to practice and convey it to others. You can also add whatever other good intentions you can think of. Like, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, whatever thawab I gain from this, transfer this Isol al-Thawab to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, Mursaleen alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, to all the mu'mineen, mu'minat, Muslimin, Muslimat, Marhumin, Marhumat, and your family members as well. So you can make so many different good intentions, and for each good intention, there is a separate thawab. So don't miss out on that. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you know, there are so many beautiful bounties and blessings for the fortunate Muslims who recite abundant amounts of Durood-e Pak, salawat, or salutations upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the Ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That person who recites Durood-e Pak just one time, Allah Azza wa Jal, the Almighty, the Most Merciful, will bless that person with 10 rewards, will forgive 10 of that person's sins, and will raise that person's status in his court by 10 times, just for one Durood Sharif. Now, think about how much of time we waste away in this short life. Calculate it if you have to. How much of time, how many minutes, how many hours I spend on unnecessary conversations, useless activities, on social media, on things that have no benefit for us in this world, the grave or the hereafter. So we need to make up our minds and change our mindset that I must keep my tongue moist with the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the recitation of Qur'an-e Pak, Durood-e Pak, istighfar, and seeking knowledge of deen. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. And believe me, Dawood Islami has so many departments, so many activities, so many facilities, things to be done daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, in your lifetime, at least once in your lifetime. So let's get involved in this. Believe me, it's for our benefit, for my benefit and for your benefit, not just for that, but for our future generations' benefit as well, inshallah. Most of us, or many of us, we use the roads to travel, maybe to school, to work, college or university, grocery shopping, outing, vacation, business trips. So we end up on the road. And if we do not respect the rules of the road, they say that respect the rules of the road or pay the price. And we hear all the time, we read about it all the time. An accident has happened here. So many people have been injured. So many people have lost their lives. Allahu Akbar. When you see the pictures, really it sends a shiver down your spine. When you see those vehicles, those cars, buses, trucks, vans, smashed up like, you know, like it's a metal can. How you take it in your hand and you can just squeeze it and smash it up. And you see the cars, would have happened to the people, the occupants of the vehicle. Allahu Akbar. So we use these road networks to travel for whatever purpose, from one place to another. And so we have to be cautious all the time when we are on the road. Drivers have to keep their focus on in front of them, checking their rear view mirrors, checking their blind spots, keeping their hands on the steering, making sure they are at full attention when they are on the road. Otherwise, you know what could happen? A minor or major accident. The robots or signals are there for a purpose. They are there as part of the rules of safety on the road. They are there for my benefit and for your benefit as well. Obey the rules or pay the price. That is the saying. Watch your speedometer. What speed limits are there on the roads? Use that. Yes, there are some areas, or there's an area in the world where they call it the autobahn, where there's no speed limit. So some people, when they drive on the ordinary roads, they feel like, you know what, I'm an expert driver. I know how to handle my vehicle. I know how to maneuver it. But unfortunately, many of those people end up crashing in major accidents. Even if they don't lose their life, they could cause somebody else to lose their life by crashing into them or causing an accident of other vehicles. So when you're on the road, especially if you're a driver, no matter of what, whether it's a truck, whether it's a horse and trailer, whether it's a vehicle, whether it's a motor vehicle or a bike, today we have super bikes. How we have super cars, we have super bikes. Allahu Akbar. I mean, you know, when they're revving it and they hear the sound of the engine, and that, you know, creates a spark in them to go faster. Subhanallah. So don't think that I'm an expert driver, that I will, you know, never meet in an accident. You could cause an accident. Sometimes you have to drive for other people, because other people are not expert drivers. Some people on the roads, They drive in a drunken state. And subhanAllah, how beautiful is Islam that alcohol is strictly forbidden, prohibited. And that's a chapter on its own. Try to read the book, Mother of Evils. You can download it from dawoodislami.net. That's to do with alcohol and the consequences of it. And what punishments are there for that individual who consumes it, produces it, manufactures it, stores it, sells it, or takes it from the bottle store, the liquor store, to give to somebody else. Each person is accountable for that, and punishment will be meted out on them. Read that book. It's a very good book, mashallah. A crash, the severity of a crash increases with the speed. So the faster a person is going, you know, they say speed kills. So the faster a person is going, the more difficult it is to control the car, the vehicle, the bike. Because obviously it's going to take you probably a longer time to slow down, to stop, to avoid the collision or the accident. It becomes harder to avoid it when you are driving at top speed, or especially at speeds that are higher than the speed limit. Subhanallah. The longer distance required to stop your vehicle or your bike, then there's greater difficulty in controlling that vehicle, which is going at high speed. Subhanallah. And if a person is driving way too fast, monitor your speedometer. If he's driving way too fast, then the safety devices like the airbags, the safety belts, the seat belts, these things could actually be, the effectiveness could be weakened in many instances. There's a concept that we have out there called road rage. For those of you who have experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. That people just don't have patience. Person is stuck in traffic. Inshallah, I'm going to share some wada'if, some wazifas to remain protected, inshallah, through the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla on the roads. Not just on the roads, in any vehicle that you are in. Whether it's a car, whether it's a boat, a ship, on water. There's a wazifa also for if you are stuck in traffic. But think about it. When last were you stuck in traffic and you were just yourself or maybe somebody else was just cursing away, look at this and, you know, bad language and impatience. What's that going to get you? Venting off those kinds of feelings, having that kind of attitude. It's just going to work you up. It's just going to increase your blood pressure. It's not going to affect, it's not going to make the cars move. The cars will move when whatever obstacle is in the front is out. Sometimes there's an accident in the front. Sometimes the police make the routine stops. So when that is done, then the cars are going to move. But how nice that if I display patience for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, and just for that, for having patience in that traffic jam, having patience for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, you are going to be rewarded for that time. And how about using that time to make some dhikr, to recite some durood-e paak, istighfar, Qur'an-e paak, whatever surahs you know, start reciting them. Ya Allah, I'm going to recite these things for Isa al-Sawab of my marhums, for Isa al-Sawab of the Muslims. Subhanallah, how beautiful. That's a time well spent. Not just wasted in cursing and vulgarism and obscene language. No. You're using that time. And as you know, as Amira Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Dawud Barakatum Aliyah, the founder of Dawud Islam, he always encourages us on a daily basis, try to read a minimum of 313 times Durood e Paak. You can find this in Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds as well. This is a program you can download from App Store or Play Store for free. Any Muslim out there who truly wants to reform themselves and really wants to see, wants to witness positive results, those positive results, really you can see it. You'll witness it for yourself if you practice upon Nek A'mal, Pious Deeds. So download it today, because every day you are reminding yourself. You don't need anybody else to come and remind you to perform your 5 times salah. How about on your phone, you download the app and you ask yourself the question, did you read your 5 times salah today? You ask yourself the question, did you make good intentions today? Did you abide by the traffic rules today? Yes, that's one of the questions in there. Did you respect your parents today? Did you make salam to Muslims? Did you reply to the adhan? And so many beautiful questions that daily you need to answer. That's between you and Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. It's a tool. Really, I tell you that it is a tool that's helping Muslims. So why not be part of that? To benefit yourself. You know, nowadays people, what's in it for me? But you downloading this app, filling and trying your best to practice upon it, what's in it for you? Self-reformation. To become a better Muslim. To become a practicing Muslim. To become obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, our Creator. To become obedient to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, our Master. And by becoming a true, proper, practicing, good Muslim, automatically that person will become an upright member of society. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu Ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was talking about road rage. And just be careful, sometimes the person that is making us angry could be a criminal, could be somebody who's hot-tempered and has a weapon with them, and you are there with your family, and then you get out of your vehicle, they get out of the vehicle, they take their weapon. What's going to happen? Rather, sometimes you just kufle Medina, silence and patience and perseverance. And continue with your dhikr and Qur'an Pak, Durud Pak recitation and istighfar. Or do a dars in the car. If your family is there, do a little dars, whatever waqi'at of the Sahaba, Anbiya, Awliya, Ahlul Bayt that you remember, narrate it in the car. So you create a little Islamic ethos in the vehicle itself, subhanAllah. What a wonderful way or ways of passing time as you are stuck in the traffic, subhanAllah. Now, for that person who gets angry very quickly, if you are one of them, or if you know somebody who does, anger can lead to a lot of problems. Not just in the home, in the house. Because you know, because of anger, couples get separated. Because of anger, siblings stop talking to each other. Because of anger, parents and their children cut off communications. Relationships are destroyed. Because of anger, lives are wasted away. Lives are taken. So the person who gets angry or indulges in sin because of anger should recite the following 21 times after every fard salah, and then blow towards himself. And then when he's eating, he should recite it 3 times and blow onto his food, and recite it again 3 times and blow into his water. This will help him to remove this difficulty, this problem of anger. Anger is a natural emotion. It all depends on how we channel it out towards something constructive or something destructive. So recite 21 times after every fard salah. Recite 3 times at the time of eating. Blow into your food 3 times, and then again 3 times, blow into your water 21 times after every fard salah, blow into yourself. Very easy, that we all know. 21 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That's it. Any wazifa that we are reciting, always try to recite at least one Durud-e Pak before and after, unless stipulated otherwise. Some wada'if will tell you, okay, recite 3 Durud-e Pak or 11 or 12 or whatever the figure is before and after. But if there's no stipulation, at least 1 Durud-e Pak before and after. Also for that person who gets angry very quickly. That person is truly unfortunate. Who gets angry quickly and it takes that person long to cool down. And very fortunate is that person who it takes a long time to really make that person angry, and very quickly they calm down, they cool down. Allah make us like that. Allah Azza wa Jalla make us that we become angry against shaitan. If we hate anybody, we hate shaitan. And we get angry with his tricks and his traps on how he tries to trick us and catch us. And we get angry at ourselves for doing sin, for indulging in sin. That's the anger we need to have, actually. That's real anger. That's a beneficial anger. Because if you're angry at yourself, why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I hurt my parents' feelings? Why did I hurt my spouse's feelings? Why did I use those bad words? So if you're upset with yourself, it will help you to rectify yourself. You'll have regret, remorse. It will help you to come back, to go to that person. Please forgive me. I apologize. I should not have said that. I should not have done that. Also, for the angry person, some people, they call it hangry. Hangry means a person who is hungry is angry. So the hungry man is the angry man. This is what they say. But look at our Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who used to tie stones on his blessed stomach because of no food in there. Did he display anger? He displayed the best patience. He still displayed the most beautiful character in his mannerism, in his speech, in how he communicated with others, how he treated others. That is the supreme role model for you and I. That's the ideal person that we should be following. We should be learning about his seerah, his biography, his blessed lifestyle. And that's what the sunnah is. The sunnah is a complete and comprehensive lifestyle, way of living. From A to Z, every facet covered from the time you get up till the time you go back to sleep. Every angle you can think of, it's there. That's the sunnah. It's not something just reserved for 1400 years ago. No, it's the ideal, perfect lifestyle. So why should I, as a believer, as a Muslim, leave that which is perfect for that which is imperfect? Because you look at, we always talk about the Western world, Western culture. Go and look, have a look. Look at the stats, how it's become decadent, how it's become like outdated, how it's become destructive, self-destructive. It's built like this, how the society has broken down. Allah protect us. But for that person who also gets angry very quickly, occasionally whilst walking, recite continuously, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Allahu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahimu. Also whilst walking, try to continuously recite as much as you can, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. When you are going out on a journey, especially far distance, maybe on a vacation or it's a business trip or whatever be the reason, then make sure that you are checking your vehicle thoroughly. Make sure that your vehicle is checked from bumper to bumper. That your lights are working, your indicators are working. Make sure that you check your tires, check the threads, that the threads are not worn out and that metal from inside is not showing. Check your mirrors, they are clean. Your windscreen back and front is clean. No cracks, no obstacles on them, no stickers or anything that is going to block your view. Check everything. You must be comfortable in your vehicle. Make sure everything is running. Check underneath if there's nothing leaking. Check your water, your oil, your brake fluid. Make sure your brakes are working properly, the lights are working properly. Do a thorough check. Make sure you have the proper amount of pressure in your tires before you go out, especially on far distances. Subhanallah. A GPS today is very, very helpful, especially if you're going out far. That will help you, that will guide you as well. If you have a dash cam, that's even better. Because that can, that's like an eyewitness. Because it's recording what is transpiring, what is happening on the road. So let's say there's an accident and it's not your fault. And in all probability, it's going to catch that. It's going to video record that. And you can use that as evidence as well. So invest in these things, these gadgets or devices, because these things are there to make our lives a little bit more comfortable, a little bit more safer as well. and convenient as well. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before you step into your vehicle, recite Bismillah. And if it's possible, then enter with the right foot, if possible. Don't forget to read the dua, dua for traveling. Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wama kunna lahu muqarinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. Dua for traveling. Read Surah Quraysh, Ni'ida fi Quraysh, the whole surah one time. Read your takbir, tasbih, tahmid, Allahu Akbar, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, La ilaha illallah. Read these tasbihat and tahmid and tahleel. La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. Renew your iman. Do those things that needs to be done. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, all of this will help. Make sure your seatbelt is on. If you're on a bike, make sure your helmet is on. Even your passenger, if there is one, make sure the helmet is on. You don't know when somebody from behind could hit you. You can go flying onto the road. And that is tar. That's not a mattress. Imagine your head hitting at high speed onto that pavement or onto the road. And if you had a helmet, Subhanallah. So take the necessary precautions. When you're on the road, put your phone away. Concentrate on the road. Check your speed limit. Stick to the speed limit. Check your rear views every now and then. Check your blind spots as well. Don't drive in somebody else's blind spot. If you are tired, if you are sleepy, if you are drowsy, do not drive. As I mentioned earlier, you have people that in a drunken state, they just came out from the pub. They just came out from the club or the bar. And they in the vehicle. Worst is if they have passengers with them. There's too many cases. You know about it already. There's so many cases where because of drunk driving, the person either got himself killed or the passengers or some other vehicle, major injuries and wounds, or the passengers, the people lost their lives. Or maybe pedestrians, innocent people, bystanders who are walking on the pavement. Sometimes kids, sometimes children. If you are driving near a school or if you're taking your child to school, you need to apply extra precaution. There's little kids walking around. Sometimes you don't see them. They're so small. And all of a sudden, they're in front of you or behind you. So you need to drive at 10 kilometers, 20, whatever it is. You need to really slow down and keep checking. Once you pass the area where the children are, the kids are, then you may speed up according to the speed limit. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If it's possible, if you're going out on a journey, if you're traveling far, travel at night. Because the one who travels at night, the journey is completed faster. Or that's how it would feel, that the journey is much more quicker at night. If there are many people traveling together, many Islamic brothers, for example, maybe some brothers are traveling on Madani Qafila, appoint one as an Amir, as a leader. Remember, a leader is not a boss. A boss will stand with his hands folded and do this. Watch everybody. But the leader, he will delegate duties, but himself get involved in accomplishing whatever tasks are there. And the Amir is the servant of the people. He's there to serve them. He's there to make things comfortable for them. And as I mentioned, Madani Qafila, Islamic brothers out there, don't forget to travel on Madani Qafilas of Dawat-e-Islami. This is a practical way of learning your deen in a very, very simple way. Attend the weekly sunnah inspired ijtima of Dawat-e-Islami. Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters separately on different dates, different days. But Islamic brothers should try and travel with minimum 3 days a month, Madani Qafila. If you want to give more time, if you can give more time, travel on 12 months, 12 days, or 26 months, subhanAllah. To spread the deen, to spread the fragrance of the sunnah, to spread the teachings of the Quran, subhanAllah. Upon leaving for a journey, ask each person for pardon, for maaf, for forgiveness. Whether it's your spouse or parents, siblings, children. Because you don't know if you are going to return alive. That's the reality. We don't know. We don't know today if we are going to go back home safe and sound. Accidents happening all the time. So ask maaf, you know, leave with a clear conscience. Then you ask each person, please forgive me, please forgive me. If anybody is asking you for maaf, then forgive them. Leave with a clear conscience, like a clean slate sort of. If you owe anybody money and you have the resources, tell your family, I owe so and so, so much. So and so, so much. Especially if you're going for an extended period of time. Please make sure that, you know, this debt is paid off. Make sure these stop orders or debit orders are going through. Whoever you owe. Subhanallah. Okay, so I'm sure some people out there must be thinking, you know, what's that wazifa if I'm stuck in traffic, in a traffic jam? Very easy, very simple. If you're stuck in a traffic jam, as I mentioned before, engage in dhikr, have patience, durud-e paak, Quran-e paak, whatever you remember. Have a little dars in the car. And also recite this wazifa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. That's it. Continuously recite this. Inshallah, by the will of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, the path will be made clear. Allah Azza wa Jal will grant that person patience as well. And before you know it, the cars will be moving. The obstacle will be gone. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Mind you, I must mention that wazifa, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم, is not just for a traffic jam. This wazifa you can recite if you are faced with any kind of difficulty. Any kind of difficulty, whether it's financial, whether it is physical, medical, psychological, emotional, spiritual, whatever problem you have, this is one of those wazifas. It's like an evergreen, like that plant or flower that stays green throughout the year. It's one of those kind of wazifas where it's for any problem, any calamity, any difficulty. You may recite this. But remember, any wazifa that we are reciting, yes, durud-e paak once before and after, but also very important, that we recite with ikhlas, conviction, and complete trust in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Look, end of the day, everything is in His power, His control. He is the creator of opportunities. He is the remover of problems, the remover of difficulties, the eradicator of calamities. He is the opener of doors. Ask Him. Ask through the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't be shy. Ask. Lift your hands up. Make dua. Make dua after your salahs. Make dua on Wednesdays between Dhuhr and Asr, one of the times of acceptance. Don't just make dua for yourself. Make dua for your family members. Make dua for the Muslims in general. People, again, what's in it for me if I make dua for that Sami brother, for that person there? There's a narration that if you lift up your hands and you make dua for a fellow Muslim, Ya Allah, that Muslim is going through difficulty. He just met in an accident. Grant him speedy recovery, Ya Allah. Complete recovery, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, that Muslim has cancer. Remove his cancer. Ya Allah, he lost a very valuable item. Return it to him, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, he is sick, he has this problem. Ya Allah, he has this difficulty. He has a fallout with his family members. Ya Allah, bring them together. Help them to reconcile. Whatever it is, do you know? An angel says, Ameen to that kind of a dua that you are making for your fellow Muslim in their absence and they don't know you're making dua for them. A believer is never at a loss. Even when it seems like, you know what, they are facing a loss, a trouble. Narration says, and you know it already, perhaps, that even a thorn that pokes a believer, the pain that is felt, sins fall off from that person because of that pain of the prick of a thorn. So a believer looks like he's going through pain, but look at the benefit that he's getting. So you are making dua for another Muslim. An angel is making ameen to your dua. And not just that, but that angel is also saying, may you also have it. May you also be blessed with that. May you also gain protection. Like, for example, you sing, Ya Allah, Azawajal, protect him and his family from accidents, Ya Allah. So the angel says, Ameen, and says that may Allah protect you and your family also from accidents. The angel is making dua for you. Allahu Akbar. So don't stop making dua. Dua is the essence of ibadah. It is the weapon of the believer. But trust, sincerity, conviction, and complete reliance in Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those business individuals out there who travel for the purposes of business, sometimes they're traveling overseas, they're taking the aeroplane, or maybe via ship, then when you're traveling, recite the following five surahs of the Holy Quran in order for the journey to be profitable. Of course, whatever you're going for business, whatever business agreement is, transactions are there, has to be halal. It can't be going to do a drug deal or to sell drugs or buy drugs, na'udhu billah, or alcohol or stolen goods to buy or sell. No, that's haram. Strictly forbidden. The person who does it, maybe he'll enjoy a few coins in this world, but there is pain and punishment. There's suffering in the grave and hereafter. In fact, it starts in this world. Allah protect us. Allah Azza wa Jal put barakah and blessings in rizq halal, a halal and pure sustenance. Ameen bijahi khatim al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one of those five surahs that if a person is traveling for business, that if they recite inshallah ta'ala through the mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, that trip would be profitable. Number one, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ till the end. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ till the end. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. All these surahs, all five surahs in the entirety should be recited when you are traveling for business purposes. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Now let's think about a scenario. And in all probability, you may have been through an accident, whether minor or major. Let's say that you've been in an accident. It's clearly, and you know it, it's not your fault. And the person may be suing you or taking you to court. And if it's a wrongful accusation that you know definitely it's that person's fault, but they are claiming that it's your fault, and you now you need to appear in court and defend yourself. In those instances where you are not the guilty one, you are innocent, then recite the following 654 times on the date of the trial, the date that you are going to court, the court case. On that date, recite the following 654 times. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram, ya dhal jalali wal ikram. 654 times, of course, durud-i pak once before and after, on the date of the case or the trial. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, the hardship, the difficulty will be removed, and it will be, the sentence will be in your favor. Inshallah ta'ala. Also, the person should recite the following verse of the Holy Quran 133 times daily after Salah. And the person who does this, inshallah ta'ala, will not fall into further hardships. what is to be recited. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَقُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ إِنَّ الْبَاطِلَ كَانَ زَهُوقًا. This is from Surah Bani Israel, verse 81. And mashallah, you can also find this wazifa in the risala in the booklet called Scorpion on a Frog, page 28. This booklet as well you can download for free from dawatislami.net, translated into over 30 different languages. All ebooks you can download absolutely for free. Your Dawat Islami is there for you to uplift the ummah, to provide facilities, activities, to provide the platforms, the material as well, subhanallah. And one of the books every home must have, try to get your hands on the hard copy. This you can contact your nearest Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop and publications department of Dawud Islami, to obtain a copy of Faizan-e-Sunnat, Madni Panj Surah. For those who are going for Hajj and Umrah, Rafiqul Haramain, Rafiqul Mu'tamirin, Laws of Salah, these are all in English, and so many more as well. All with the full references to the page number, to the hadith number. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So obtain these hard copies. Otherwise, download the free ebooks from dawatislami.net. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So whilst a person is traveling, if they want their transport, their conveyance, their vehicle to be protected, then one of the things to be recited, and this what I'm sharing with you, is if a person is traveling via sea, on a ship, on a boat, so many people out there are working in the ships, traveling from, sailing from one city to another, from one country to another, from one continent to another. And sometimes they spend months, 6 months at a time in the ocean. Allahu Akbar. Away from the family members. So I'm going to share two wazifas, that if you are on a boat or on a ship, and for the protection of that conveyance, recite the following 21 times before boarding the ship or the boat. Allah Azza wa Jal willing, the voyage, the journey will be comfortable and calm, and that conveyance, boat or ship, will be protected from sinking. What is to be recited 21 times before boarding? La ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu, la ilaha illallahu. Very easy, very simple. You may know somebody that's working on the ship. Share this with them. Inshallah ta'ala, it will help them. And the other wazifa, that is to be recited 132 times when you board the boat or the ship. In fact, this you can read for any mode of transport, whether it's an aeroplane, any vehicle, any car, or a boat or a ship. So the following must be recited 132 times when you board. Inshallah ta'ala, by doing so, the conveyance will be protected, and any difficulty along the way would be removed. If it's a ship, it would be protected from sinking. What is to be recited 132 times? Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. This is all about remembering Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, because that vehicle, that conveyance is in His power, His control. That's a reality. It's in His control. So we are pleading to Him, we are begging Him, we are asking Him, Ya Allah, this is in Your control. Keep it protected, Ya Allah. Keep us protected. Keep the family, keep the passengers protected. and keep the mode of transport protected, remove the difficulties that are on the path. So Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, 132 times, again, through the Pak once before and after. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What if a person wants to sell the vehicle? They have a taxi, a kumbi, a van, a bike. They have a car. They want to sell it. So is there anything, any wazifa that they can recite in order for a deal to happen quickly? Well, again, remember, any wazifa that a person is doing, or if a person is visiting our ta'weedat, ruhani ilaj stalls, and we should, because there is a ta'weed that is placed in the vehicle, in the car, for its protection as well. So visit your closest Madani Markaz where there is a ruhani ilaj stall, a spiritual cure stall of Dawud Islami. If you don't have one, then for the benefit of the ummah, go to dawoodislami.net. You'll see a tab called Ruhani Ilaj. Click on that. Fill out the online form and stipulate, mention there, type in that what is the problem or what you need, what you want. For example, I need a ta'weed for the protection of my car. And then the representatives of that department will arrange for the ta'weed or for the amulets or the wada'if or whatever it be to reach you. Of course, you have to put in all your necessary details there, your personal details, in order for it to successfully reach you, inshallah. So if you want to sell your vehicle and you're trying and trying, but it's not working out, you're not getting any buyers, remember for wada'if, for ta'weedat, for amulets to be most effective, the five times salah must be established, must be performed correctly, not just read haphazardly and, you know, as soon as you get Allahu Akbar, you're just waiting, you just finish. There must be khushu' and khudu, there must be drowned in it. Because you're communicating with Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. You're worshipping Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. So concentrate. And you'll taste that sweetness of the ibadah. Any ibadah that you are doing, especially salah. So take your time. Don't rush it. And be there not only physically, but mentally as well. Because too many people that physically they're standing there and say, Allahu Akbar. And in the mind, shaitan diverts a person's attention somewhere else. To family, to work, to business, to financial crisis. That's going to be there even after your salah. And then you lost the sweetness of the ibadah. So imagine you just close your eyes, close your mind to everything else when you're standing on that musalla. And when you say Allahu Akbar, everything else vanishes and your full concentration is there. Eyes is fixed down. You're reciting with your tongue, with your mouth, and mentally you're focusing on the meanings. So you don't give shaitan to enter waswasa and evil whispers to distract you. Subhanallah. So for these amulets, ta'weedat, wada'if, to have maximum benefit and to be most effective, the five times salah must be performed correctly. Correctly. So a person out there may ask, like, you know, I'm not sure if I'm reading all my, making all my postures correct, or my tasbihat, you know, what can I do? Sometimes a person doesn't even, I met somebody the other day, and this person traveled on Madani Qafila of Dawud Islami. And they were teaching the practical method of salah, the postures, the tasbihat, tashahud, all of these things. And the person mentioned that, I can't believe it. I'm over 40 years old. But I never knew where to put my gaze when I'm in salah. When I'm standing, that where my gaze must be fixed. When I'm in ruku, where my gaze must be. When I'm in qawma, when I'm in sajda, when I'm in qiyam, qa'ada, the sitting position, where my gaze must be. He said, I'm over 40 years old. I never learned this. I never read it. I was not taught it. The benefit of Madani Qafila, the benefit of dars, of sunnah-inspired ijtima, of specialized classes for grown-ups, males, and separately for females. Ask the people who are attending. And we've had people in their 70s and their 80s who attend to specialized classes for grown-ups. Seek knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Subhanallah. Take advantage. These facilities are available. These things are free. Take advantage of it. You will benefit. So that wazifa for selling your vehicle, your car. Recite this after every salah. 33 times. Salamun qawlam min rabbir rahim. Bahaqqi ya Allahu ya Rahmanu ya Allahu ya Rahimu. 33 times after every salah. Of course, with Durood-e Paak once before and after. And then make dua. Make dua to Allah Azza wa Jal, who is the remover of obstacles and the opener of doors. Don't forget, every Saturday evening, 6 p.m. South African time, you can catch Amir Ahlus Sunnah Dam Barakatul Aliya, the great Kamil Wali of the time, on Madani channel, live, where he answers questions on different topics from people from around the world. Make ziyarah of Alim Ad-Din. To make ziyarah of Alim is rewardable. And here you'll be making ziyarah and looking at the blessed face of a great Kamil Wali of the time. Get involved with the activities, the facilities. Put in your share in Dawud Islami's work. And you will see, you will benefit inshallah, and your offspring will benefit as well in dunya, qabr, and akhirah. Until next time, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.